Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Deadlines and Lifelines, My Healing Voyage, by Raven Chong. Respectfully submitted November 23rd, 2023, with flood tides of gratitude this Thanksgiving Day. This story is read for the author by Terry Kirby Erickson.
I've always been a lover of words. But hearing non-small cell adenosarcoma of the lung in January 2023, the week of my 59th birthday, were words I could literally live without. Stage 4. Two more words that rocked my world. Who, me? I thought lifelong endurance athletes, running coaches, vegetarians, and non-smokers were immune. The medical words rained down, soaking me to the core, drenching me in a deep sea of disbelief. This past year has been a year of mostly calm desperation, casting my own lifeline to save myself in a tempest tossed with waves washing over me. Here I am, nearly a year later, still standing on dry land, shaking myself off, undrowned. Survival is nothing new. I learned how to take care of myself at age 5 in my broken, multiracial family of origin. My biological father, a sailor above all else, abandoned his family, leaving us to fend for ourselves. I began my writing career that same year when I became a pen pal to my cash-strapped, overburdened, absent mother who worked full-time to feed and clothe her 4 children. Pen and paper connected us like an umbilical cord, unsevered. Running and writing have been my survival tools. I've lived a fearless life, relying on my still, small voice for guidance and protection, and guardian angels who've thrown lifelines when I needed them the most. I've overcome eating disorders and clinical depression. I've survived near electrocution, falling redwood trees, and triggering an avalanche in the Trinity Alps. I've fractured my fingers, toes, ribs, and pelvis. In 1988, I was hit by a car while riding my mountain bike. When my unhelmeted head struck the pavement, the impact sounded like a gunshot. As I awaited help, Gladys Knight and the Pips affirmed, "I will survive," through my Sony Walkman headphones. I've long realized that someone else besides my biological father has had my back and now my lungs, too. This latest disease is a medical diagnosis, not my truth. My heart is open to the wisdom of the ancient ones who knew that food is medicine. I've consciously chosen the route less traveled, zero sugar, high alkaline, low glycemic, whole foods and Tai Chi, Qi Kong, Jin Shin Jitsu, energy treatments, vitamin supplements, acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, breath work, rebounding, massage, and digital detoxing. Tibetan and Native American flute sound therapy round out my healing regimen. My 7 rescue dogs are good medicine, too. I do not walk alone. Still I write, between bouts of pain, riding the latest healing crisis of chronic coughing, debilitating exhaustion, and weight loss. My jeans slide off my hips as my weight plummets to all-time adult lows. New lumps and bumps are found. The word deadline takes on a new meaning. How much time remains to live, to write? The tides are turning, I can tell. I no longer stand in the Blue Ridge Mountains, longing for the ocean. The place I thought I left behind resides within. Salt water flows through my veins. It's in my DNA. I can taste it in my tears. I am the sea, and the sea is me. No separation. This is no time for throwing in the ropes. May it not be said that I fought and battled the C word. Rather, won with the ocean of benevolence. I rode her ebbs and flows, followed the path of stars and moonlight on water, followed the lighthouse perched within. I know the way, and I must stay on course. I remain the captain of my ship, sacred vessel, ephemeral container of my soul. Cure is not the same as healing. Death is not a failure. Courage and a boatload of gratitude are required to ply these choppy, uncharted waters. No one promised an easy journey. Robert Moss casts the latest lifeline. His online class, Embracing Death, Dying, and the Afterlife, using shamanic practices and dream work, assures me of the life after life I know to be true. Medicine Pipe, my powerful energy healer, holds my hand and heart as I stand unwavering at the helm. In traditional Chinese medicine, the lungs are the container for grief and sadness. Thus, the missing piece, peace. It's time now to ride the winds and waves to the island of forgiveness. It's time now to harness and transmute the wounds my father left in his wake. They are indeed the gifts that promise safe passage to the great beyond. There is no other way around the rocky shore. It's time now to be set free. Anchors away.
Editor's note: Raven Chong passed away at home December 11th, 2023, at 8 p.m., surrounded by her family. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next personal story publishing project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.